Well, as this session finished up, really, you just have to say it was an excellent year for the agriculture industry and really the rural Georgia economy. When you start by looking at the changes to the gate card and getting several improvements there, you know, having a three-year card and also increasing the education efforts by the Department of Agriculture, as well as increased enforcement to make sure the card has integrity moving forward, that's a great win for our industry. And then also the agriculture irrigation metering program, while it does go through the Environmental Protection Division, they are going to be required to contract out the service of having the meters read as well as having them replaced and repaired. And so that's a win for our industry. And then you really put a cherry on top with a tremendous budget that's going to support extension, it's going to support ABAC, and it's also going to be a big driver for those rural Georgia initiatives that are so important to getting our economy going, not just in Atlanta, but statewide. So this was a really good year for agriculture.
And Brian, I guess it took the help of certain legislators to make sure things did go in the favor of agriculture this year, didn't it?
Legislative leadership really makes this happen. And we have great friends in the House Ag Committee, Tom McCall, the Senate Agriculture Committee is John Wilkinson. But outside of that, the leadership of Governor Deal and Lieutenant Governor Casey Cagle, as well as House Speaker David Rolfe, they allow these opportunities to develop. And so we all need to be appreciative of their efforts in helping secure a great legislative session for our industry.